I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Everybody knows that cold fronts shut down the bite, even when there's ice on top of that water. I'm going to tell you what one guide says you can do to catch more fish during those wicked cold fronts, but first.
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and one last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
Bruce Jean is a guide for Mille Lacs and the metro area. He's been guiding over 32 years. His favorite bodies of water, Mille Lacs, Gull, and Rainy Lakes. Loves to fish for walleyes. And he says anyone who's fished through a cold front knows the drill. One day those fish are chewing on everything you send down the hole. It doesn't matter what you put in front of them, they are going to bite it. The next day they act like you're trying to feed them tax documents. He had one of those days recently. The pressure spiked, temperatures dropped, and the fish shut down. It didn't take long to realize that big presentations were the culprit. Spoons, rattle baits, subtle jigging spoons even spooked fish. That's the problem. Cold fronts push fish into a negative or neutral feeding mood. Their strike window shrinks. Their movement slows, and they won't chase anything with size, flash, or vibration. When that happens, the only way to get bit is to go tiny, natural, and subtle. Cold fronts don't mean the bite is over. You need to shrink everything down to the softest, most natural presentation. And according to Bruce Gene, fish with patience. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.